After the Ann Arbor Transportation Authority initially rejected a proposed advertisement urging a boycott of Israel, Blaine Coleman filed a lawsuit. U.S. District Court Judge Mark Goldsmith called on the AATA to revise their advertising policy and for Coleman to again submit a proposed advertisement. The AATA rejected the resubmitted ad based on the fact the ad is likely to hold up to scorn or ridicule a group of persons and based on the fact it contains political or political campaign advertising. AATA Board Chair Charles Griffith says the authority's new policy is based on policies approved by the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals for SMART.
One of the reasons that we had for denying the ad originally stated basically the same. The other one we changed somewhat. Either way, we felt like the same basic reasons applied, but we updated our language to be more in alignment with what some of the court decisions have been in recent years.
Griffiths says he hopes this will resolve the issue, but the AATA will continue to discuss the matter if necessary. During public comments before the AATA board made their decision, Henry Herskovitz raised concerns that the judge is biased because he's a member of pro-Israel groups. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.